Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 1st, 1985. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, I happen to glance up and see beautiful blue lights cascading from high in the heavens down onto the boughs of the trees. The blue is a most beautiful blue color. I don't know exactly what earthly name to give the coloring, whether it should be satellite blue or sky blue. No, that's too light. They have different colors, stardust blue and royal blue. I believe that the coloring is more similar to a royal blue between a royal and an aquamarine. Because there are tinges, if I look closely, I can see there are tinges of also a light green all about the blue. Now, high in the heavens, I can see a light now. The lights are dimming on the trees. However, they're going pointing upward. They're becoming very long, elongated, and lighted in a color now that is hard to explain. It's a mixture of a blue, a green, and a pink. Oh, they are all the colors of Jesus is pink, blue is Our Lady, and the green is Saint Michael. Now over on our right side, the sky is opening up, and oh my goodness, I haven't seen Saint Michael for a long time. I'd forgotten how huge he is. He is tremendous. He's covering the whole sky. His head is a size I couldn't put a human size to his head, but he looks so beautiful. He's dressed in a long gown, a white gown, with a gold belting about it. Now, I notice that I can't see his feet because he's now coming close across the sky. Although by his crossing the sky, he's almost on top of the bushes on our left side. That's how big he is. He covers the whole sky now. I have to go backwards in order to see his hair. His hair is a golden color. I know for many years Our Lady has referred to him as our golden boy. Now, Michael is holding in his right hand a balance. It's made of pure spun gold, I know, because it's glistening. And every time Michael just turns a bit, the glistening actually would damage your eyes. It's so powerful. But I notice that Michael is placing ingots or something on the balance because it's becoming very uneven now. And now Michael is doing what Our Lady and Jesus do. He is placing his first finger to his mouth and saying, Veronica, my child, announce to the world that the end approaches for your most illustrious president of the United States and also your Pope, John Paul II. I know, my child, Veronica, that this has affrighted you, but it is most frightening to know that we cannot get enough peoples upon earth to pray and assist the Holy Father in his day of suffering. Yes, my child and my children, tell the world immediately that the Holy Father suffers greatly, for he too has been given insights and visions to know what lies ahead for him. But he is willing to suffer all for the salvation of souls and the good of the Holy Church. Your president must be warned to stay out of his gardens. He must not go there without due guardians. My child and my children, your world is heading for a great catastrophe. Earthquakes will increase. Floods will increase. There will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout the world as calamity upon calamity befalls mankind. And why? Because you do not listen to the Queen of Heaven, who has come to you as a Queen of Peace to bring the world back from the cataclysm it is facing. I give you now, my children, the Queen of Peace, for I shall back away and open the heavens and bring forth to you your mother, who has been awaiting this moment with you. Look up, my child, and tell what you see. Now Michael is pointing up high into the sky, and I see what appears to be a comet. There's a large comet. It has colorings of red and white and yellow, and the tail behind it is streaming red and yellow and white and smoke. Now I see a huge hand, a human-like looking hand, being raised now. And as it is raised like that, it holds back the comet. Now Michael has now placed his face over and obliterated the sky. And he is now touching his nice finger to his lips. My child, listen and repeat after me. The Queen of Heaven shall give you a history that must be written down and recorded for all mankind. Now Michael is beginning to, I can't explain it. He seems to be fading out, almost like a smoky figure fading out. And he's touching his lips. No, my child, I am not fading out. I am only going to place myself so the glory of all and the attention of all shall be given to the Queen of Heaven and Earth. Now he's pointing up. He still has the balance in his left hand, and he's pointing up high into the sky. Now the sky is opening up, and it's beautiful. It is like a clear day in spring, or the clearest day of fall, neither hot nor cold. I feel that it's one of the most beautiful days I have ever seen. Now coming through this great light that has no human words to explain. It's like going through a tunnel and then looking at a light that is so bright that it comes over you like an emotion. An emotion of peace and joy so great that were I just a mere mortal without heaven guiding me, I am certain I should pass on from the glory of that beautiful light. Now, through the light, Our Lady is coming forward. She is dressed beautifully in her whole Fatima habit. I've always called it her Fatima habit when she wears the Fatima crown upon her head. Our Lady has the Fatima crown, and she also has under it her mantle, the beautiful white mantle with the golden edging. The edging is so fantastically golden that I'm sure it must be spun gold, pure spun gold. Our Lady has on her a beautiful gown that comes high up upon her neck. And it is also lined with a border of, I would say, about a half an inch of gold about her neck. And Our Lady's gown is white, pure white. Now, Our Lady has a belting, a gold corded belting now, which cinches in sort of her gown. And Our Lady is taking from her gown her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that are cascading in the light and assuming all the colors of the rainbow. Our Lady now is extending out her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now has turned to her right, which is our left, and she's going slowly over across the sky. She has a very slight smile on her face. It's a smile that covers so much to explain. It has neither full gaiety nor full sorrow. It's a smile of tenderness, of love, of compassion, but also of great sorrow, as her eyes and her heart knows the future of mankind. Our Lady is extending out now her rosary, the golden crucifix, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is smiling quite sadly, and she's looking all about her. Now she's turning to the left, and she's floating over. Our Lady doesn't walk. She always floats, which is so beautiful. Our Lady is floating over now to our right side, her left side. Now she's just above the first tall tree, and she's holding out her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is making a farther trip over. I have to follow her beyond the trees, she said, because she does not want anyone to be forgotten. Now Our Lady is quite far over on our right side. I can only see her back now as she's extending the rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Saint Michael has appeared. The whole sky is all lighted up now, and he's placing his hand out like this, and Our Lady has been floating over. I think I've told him many times that in heaven and on earth, when Our Lady and Jesus appear, they float. They don't walk like you or I. It's the most beautiful thing to see. It's like they're weightless, yet they look as solid as you and I. And Our Lady is coming across now. Michael has extended his hand. Our Lady has taken his hand, and he's guiding her over to the statue. Now Our Lady is standing above the statue. She's looking about her and placing her first finger to her lips like this. My child and my children, especially my child Veronica, we had to bring you this evening from your sickbed, knowing that what we asked of you would not be denied. It was urgent, my child, for you to be here this evening, though Satan sent his cohorts to try to stop you and thwart you at every step and turn. My child, you must shout it from the rooftops. The enemies of your God have now held a meeting, and they have listed on parchment a paper, which I will show you, my child. The first two names you will reveal, and the other three must be held for another time. Our Lady is pointing up now to the sky, and I see a large parchment of paper. I call it parchment because it doesn't look like the paper we use. It looks like something that has had like oil on it, and it's heavy, and the writing is very heavy, and I see numbered up to the number 5. I see number 1, it says Ronald Reagan. I see number 2, John Paul II. I see number 3, Veronica Lucan. My child, do not be affrighted. You must understand, that nothing will come to you and harm you unless it is in the plan of the Father for the good of all mankind. Your heart is pounding, my child. I repeat again, do not be affrighted, but pray for your president and pray for your Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. My child, you have had much discord this week in your household because of the prayers to Satan of those on your island who belong to the Church of Satan. They know where you live, my child, and they pass many times in vehicles before your home. You asked me, my child, what can they do? They can do nothing, my child, while there is a crucifix upon your doors. I would suggest also, my child, that you go back to your previous habit and plan to keep a St. Benedict medal on each windowsill of your home. A St. Benedict medal, my child. Then you will not be tormented at night by their weird chantings that have kept you awake many nights. Yes, my child, there were 12 groups of Satan in your community. I say community because the island of Long Island, within a 60-mile radius, has 13 covens now. Yes, my child, they are the worst of the worst, for they sacrifice the innocent babies, and they also are using animals again. Many dead carcasses shall be found on the beaches and in the woods. I know that this knowledge makes you very ill, my child. That would also affect anyone with a heart, a human heart of goodness. For how can man be so cruel to his fellow man, to slay him, to give him over to Satan in rituals? Yes, my child, you had to know that they are very close. They walk at daylight through the streets as common citizens, unknown to others for what their true nature is. They are agents of hell. While we speak of agents of hell, my child, I also wish that you make it known that there are no vehicles coming from other planets, extraterrestrial vehicles. No, my child and my children, they are agents of hell in transport. Now you may ask, why must they be transported if they are spirits? Ah, my child, this you may not understand. These are not ordinary spirits. These are the demons from hell, Satan's cohorts, and Satan himself. He is also on one of the transports. There is a reason they must use the transports. I will not go into it at this time, for I am sure it would befog the mind of any scientist should I give this knowledge to them before they are ready for it. They must find out something for themselves, my child, before we will help them to the ending of this great sorrow upon earth. Anything that results in murder and death is sorrow upon earth, my child, just as the great wars that are prevailing. Look over, my child, to your left. Yes, that is true. You are looking at Africa now, my child, another map. And what do you see, my child? I see old flames. And I see many people who are hungry. I see babies with their stomachs all swelled up, and babies with their bones sticking out of their skins, and who think our Blessed Mother is crying. She's touching her lips now. My child, and to think how much food is being wasted in your country and the affluent countries of the world. One little morsel could keep a child from starving to death. If you think that this could not happen to your country, you are mistaken, my child. If you think this cannot happen, I must tell you now that there are still many who are hungry in your country this evening. You see, my child, man is always self-seeking and cannot see what lies ahead of him. You will understand and broadcast the message to the world that there will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. And I repeat again, you will go to your stores to do your shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. How can a great country like the United States fall, you say, my child? You ask me in your heart. I read your heart. I will tell you why. Because they have given themselves over to Satan. When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality and condoning this up to the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall. It is the will of the Father that all men be saved. But you must understand this, my child and my children. You have all been given a free will. I repeat, the road to heaven is narrow, and so few are finding it. The road to hell is wide, and thousands are falling into hell every day. The road to purgatory is also narrow, and there are many who have been there since the beginning of creation because they have no one to pay for them. You must remember, my children, the souls in purgatory. I also tell you this, my children. On one Saturday of the month, I shall take out of purgatory many souls if you will save them. I see, my child, that gives you a great lifting to your heart, which has been bowed with sorrow from the beginning of this day. Yes, my child, there is a hell, there is a heaven, and there is a purgatory. Most lately, my child, have been going to purgatory and hell. It is not impossible to immediately go to heaven, my child, but it will be some time before the beatific vision can be met. It is reserved for the few. I want you, my children, to wear the brown scapular. You must wear the brown scapular. The time of times is approaching. The great chastisement is approaching. The hours upon earth should be counted in the few. These are truly, my children, your latter days. You cannot escape the oncoming fury. Now I want it known to you that the very ones who planned the extinction of Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II are sitting at this time at a table in Russia. They do not do their own murdering, my child. They have others do it for money. I know this makes you affrighted, my child, that there is so little value for life. But did not I tell you many years ago that if they started to murder the unborn, they will murder the living, even the adults. They may murder the children, but then they will also murder the elderly. Oh, my child and my children, never have we seen from the beginning of time a world in such chaos. And also, I shall not speak with words that affright your heart, my child, but I wish it known that this new modern role of what they call marriage without marriage, which means living as common law, I understand, my children, shall not be tolerated in heaven. It was never the plan of the Eternal Father that man and woman shall live as animals. Fornication shall never be accepted. There is no excuse for fornication. If you cannot remain celibate, better than that, you must then be married. It is better, my child and my children, to be married than to burn in hell. I also ask that all of my children of the world review the Ten Commandments. In your tabloid, my child, I wish that the Ten Commandments be printed in large letters for everyone to see. I wish that they be printed in a manner that is like the tabloids given to Moses. Remember, my child, the tabloid must have the Ten Commandments. And also remember, my children, when you break one commandment, you break them all. So better that you follow them through. And when you are ready to pass over the veil, you will not have to be gripped with fear if you cannot have a priest on hand in your last moments upon earth. You see, my child and my children, not everyone is taken from the earth with the final blessing from the priesthood. That is a special grace. Now, my child and my children, you will continue to pray the rosary and remember to wear your scapular about your neck and keep Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. That medal must also be about your neck with the St. Benedict medal. Now Our Lady is taking the crucifix from her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning to her right, our left side, and making the sign of the cross with her crucifix in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to her left, our right, and she's moving slowly across the sky now. Now she is bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you in the Son and the Holy Ghost. Remember, my children, the Trinity. Always try to understand the power of God in the Trinity. Now, my child, you will take three photographs. One you may speak of, but two you cannot at this time. I will remain here because my son we'll soon be down to speak with you, my child and my children. All about the trees now, there is a beautiful color of pink. It's a very pale pink, and it's cascading also upward high into the sky. They're like ribbons, almost around. They remind me of when I was a child and I went to a maypole one time dance for the month of May and the Blessed Mother, and they had a maypole dance with all streamers coming from the top and leading down. Well, this is what it reminds me of, though it's not paper. It's a supernatural light, a beautiful pink light, and there must be at least 50 to 60 of these lights going up high into the sky. Now, as the points of the lights gather together, I see a host-like opening in the sky. I say host-like because it's not the clear glass gleaming light that I'm used to seeing as the sky opens, but it is a milky white. Almost like the color that you see in the milk glasses on flowers and flower pots. Now, over on our right side, I see letters forming in the sky, and they're in black, and they say WAR, W-A-R, on the right side. Then over on the left side, my attention is drawn to the left side where there are letters in white, locked letters that say peace, P-E-A-C-E. Now, directly in the center, over Our Lady's statue, of maybe about 40 or 50 feet into the air, Jesus is coming forward. I can see his burgundy cape, and he's coming forward very fast. Our Lady has been standing over by our right side by the trees, and she's coming also over across the sky to stand by her statue. But she's looking upward as Jesus is coming down. He has on his burgundy cape. It's a beautiful burgundy color, and I noticed that this evening it's also trimmed in gold around the outside of the cape. I would say it is about a half an inch of gold. It's very beautiful. And Jesus's cape is made of a velvet-like material. I can't explain it because I never saw this kind of material on earth. It's sort of a cross between a sateen and, velvet. Now, Jesus has on sandals. I can tell because the wind is blowing heavily now above the statue and the trees are bending a little. And I can see that Jesus has on a pair of sandals. They're made of some type of animal skin because they're not, they don't look like a material like a cloth. They look of actually of animal skin. They're made like a sandal with two pieces going up towards the ankle and held in place by, that was from the toes, and held in place by a band across his ankle. Now, Jesus has his cowl of his cape down across his shoulders. His hair is quite long, and like I repeat, as in the past, his hair is very difficult to describe because of the light, but from here, it looks like a reddish blonde. It's a very beautiful color and very shining. And the illumination from Jesus that seems to emanate from within him going outward makes everything so gorgeously beautiful that I'm sure without supernatural help, I would certainly pass out in sheer shock. It's so beautiful. Now, Jesus has been coming down slowly. He's increasing his pace now. And now he's standing right next to Our Lady. Our Lady is smiling at him. But tonight, I repeat, Our Lady has on a very sad, sad smile. Now, Jesus is looking about him. And he's now going over to our left side, his right side of the trees. And he's extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady has turned to her left side, and she's floating over to the center of the statue, and Jesus is following her. He is also floating too. He's right behind Our Lady. Now they are both turning our way, and Jesus is extending his hand out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady, he has been watching Jesus, and he's nodded to her yes. And now she is leading over to our right side. She's leading to the very tall tree over on our right side. And Our Lady now is looking down and smiling very sadly. But Jesus is extending his hand out now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is now facing towards her right side and making her way slowly across the sky as she looks about her. Our Lady is being followed by Jesus now, and they will both be soon over the statue. Yes, Our Lady has reached the statue now, and Jesus is standing right next to her. Our Lady is looking up at Jesus. She is saying something. I can hear her voice like the rustling of the leaves. There's no way I can explain it. I can't hear in my intellect what she is saying to Jesus, but I can hear her voice. It's soft, like the rustling of trees, of beautiful whispering softness. Now, Jesus has said yes. I can say that because I've noticed he's nodded yes to Our Lady. Now, Jesus is turning and facing us. Now, Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I shall not give a long, dissentive discord with you this evening, because my heart has been torn at the necessity of having my mother repeat over and over the warnings from heaven. However, this she has chosen to do, for as a loving mother, a mother of great heart, she wishes that no one be lost to heaven. Her heart is torn every time a soul descends into hell and purgatory. My mother is truly the mother of the world, and at this time only she can save the world, for she has come to you as a mediatrix between God and man, and as such, unto the time that no flesh shall seem to remain upon earth, my mother will be with you, and I also. My child and my children, need I repeat to you all of the abominations being committed upon the earth now? I can also repeat to you that in some of these horrible, excruciatingly painful cults that are growing up fast in your country and other countries about the world, they have even gone so far as to dab now in cannibalism, the eating of human flesh as a sacrifice to Satan. That is why, my children, so many cannot be found who are missing. Mostly my children, young children, mothers have cried, their hearts torn with anguish when their children disappear from the streets. Your police do not investigate fully, sending out photographs of the missing children. This is of little help when they fall into the clutches of the Satanists, for they do not remain about long. Their bodies are often cremated on pyres to Satan. I know, my child, this gives you a great twinge of heart when I tell you of these Satanists, for you have not lost your fear of them yet. I understand, my child, how you feel. You must not let this affect your work in any manner, for that is what they plan to do, to fill you with such fear that you will not move from without your house. I tell you, my child, if you follow our directions to the full, you will have no problems with the Satanists. There are many armors worn by my children that will protect them from these Satanists. I know that those who are satirists, I call them satirists, my child, they will laugh and scorn you when you wear all together your scapular, your rosary, your medals, and your crucifix. Let them call you what they may, for one day they will call upon their God to have mercy, and he will find them lacking with no seal of armor, and they cannot be accepted. They will be rejected from heaven. All of this armor was given to you throughout the years of mankind, and it was given for reason. For this very day now that is approaching, you are living in the times of the coming of the great tribulation. And were not I to return, I will tell you also, my children, were not I to return, there would be no flesh left. But I wish to also caution you, there are many Christs now appearing upon earth. Do not listen to them or their discourse, for as I ascended into heaven, that is the way I will return with the angels of heaven and the saints behind me. Do not go out if they say he is in the barn, for I shall not be there. Do not go out to the woods when they say he is teaching and walking through the woods, for I will not be there. I repeat again, when I return to earth, I shall return the way I left. I ascended, and I shall then descend with the armies of heaven. You will see a banner that shall be raised at that time called Faithful and True, and in that way you will know me. My mother will also descend during the time of tribulation. Now, do not become confused. That does not mean that my mother has left you or is leaving you. My mother has promised that she shall be with you until the end of time, and she will. Now I speak to the parents. Parents of all young children, are you earnestly making an effort to protect your children from a world that has been given over to Satan? What do you do when the teachers in your schools teach your children sexual conduct, taking from your young children the purity of heart and the innocence of the youth? What do you do? Just let them take over? Parents, you say it will not affect your child? Look what is happening to the children of the world. Young of age, 3 years old and upward, even younger than three, I cannot, upon these holy grounds, use the words given in print for all of these abominations being committed to the young child. But my children, I tell you, it is happening to those who do have good heart and a right mind. They feel as though the world has gone, shall I use the word, my child, crazy? Yes, I will use the word crazy, my child. Insanity, too. My mother has always told you that sin is insanity. And the great issue now of homosexuality in your country, that shall be on the balance that Michael holds. Unless this balance is even by removing this evil from your country and bringing in just laws to prevent the spread of homosexuality, you cannot be saved. Your country cannot be saved. Because I repeat again, as I have repeated in the past, when a country has given itself over to immorality and all pleasures of the flesh and abominations of the flesh, then that country will fall. If you do not believe me, my children, I say you will read your history books and you will find out that there was a Sodom and Gomorrah. And what did we do to that abominable city, Sodom? We destroyed it. And what did we do to Gomorrah? We destroyed it. And we destroyed all who did not follow the plan for their redemption. My child and my children, do not become as Lot's wife, who had to look back and be turned to a pillar of stone. Salt it was, my child, not stone, it was salt. But I tell you this, that this will happen again many times. You will see all these things come to pass that we have warned you of for years. My mother has been speaking to you for now 15 earth years, over and over, repeating what you must know to save your family and your own soul and your children's souls. And what do you know? Modernism. That's what stymies mankind. Modernism. Nothing was ever good enough. God the Father was not good enough. They're seeking other beings on other planets. For what? There are no beings on other planets. We've explained to you about the vehicles from hell. So if you keep on wasting your country's money by looking for life on other planets, you will have more starving in your nation, and your country shall go down the drain, so to speak, economically, morally, and actually factually destroyed. I realize, my children, that your country, the United States, has always been under the protection of my mother. But now, many have cast her aside. I wish at this time to extend to one among you, Vincent, our greatest heart of approval, and we wish to say to you, we in heaven thank you for the fact that you went forward with others to right the wrong to my mother when they produced that abominable motion picture called Hail Mary. Even though the Pope himself wished this movie to be stopped, yet for the sake of money, they sold out the Eternal Father. They sold him out like they did to me many years ago for pieces of silver. Yes, my children, that is all it amounts to, money. That is the reason for the showing of that picture. But how many could stay there without vomiting from what came forward from that screen? I say again, I extend our hearts to all who made such a great effort of show to stop the abomination from being committed in the theaters of New York. Surely, my children, if they could get it out of Italy, you can get it out of the United States and Canada, which it is approaching. My child and my children, and especially you, my child, Veronica, I do not wish to tax you with a long discourse because I know how difficult it was for you to remove yourself from your bed this morning. But know this, my child, you will be here with us as we need you, for I know that you will come if you have to come by hand and by cart. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and all the nations of the earth, because if you do not, all the nations of the world shall cry. You have been given minor warnings with hurricanes and all kinds of earth disturbances, with droughts, with everything, my child, that should have alerted mankind but did not. What are they waiting for? The ball of redemption? The Eternal Father has the ball poised in his hand. Your end can come by day. it will come upon you quickly. And how many shall beat his head? Do you have your candles? Do you have your water, your canned food, and your blankets? It will become an extremely cold day with the start of the tribulation. And you will welcome having these on hand, my children. Do not take this lightly, but abide by our direction, and you shall not be caught short of provisions. I bless you now, my children, as the Father blesses you, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You will continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. And remember, my children, no sin shall ever be condoned or rationalized upon, for sin means hell or purgatory. No matter how much man has cast aside his knowledge of the existence of hell and purgatory, remember, my children, one day in your heart you will meet one. It is inevitable in every life that you meet one who is approaching his end, and he will scream for mercy. In pity will you pray for his soul, because you do not wish to see him in hell as Our Lady does not wish to see him in hell. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and also your immediate nations. I say this in particular because there is another trial approaching mankind in the United States, and this can also extend up to Canada. You will pray constantly, my children. The prayers can reach heaven in short time and perhaps can stop the next tribulation. This is called a tribulation, what will come upon you next. It will be of an earth force again. However, with your prayers and your guarding of your homes, as we have always told you to with the crucifixes, you can escape with little damage or none at all. It will be as though the angel of death has passed by your home. To some it will seem like a miracle, but to others it's just an accepted part of life, for they will repeat, "We are doing as the Eternal Father has told us, and we are following the directions of our Blessed Mother, as she stood before us so many times and said, 'I am Mary, help of mothers. I love all my children, and as such I will stand beside them, not wishing that one shall fall into hell.' Pray for your clergy, for the bishops are misguided. Pray for your cardinals, for some will fall into hell. Pray for all mankind, for prayers are never wasted. If you have any prayers left, my children, in your full day of praying, give some to those in purgatory. There is such dire need for prayers for those in purgatory who have no one on earth to pray for them. Now I will bless you, my children. Now Lady is also extending her rosary, the crucifix on her rosary. I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. May you be protected by the shield of the Immaculate Conception. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 1st, 1985. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.